Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Derek and Zach. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
This is something that the Steelers had been focused on for months. And as much as Aaron Rodgers mulled his options, including retirement, including potential other playing options, it had been apparent for a couple months that if he was going to play, it was going to be in Pittsburgh. So what I can tell you today is that Aaron Rodgers now plans to fly on Friday to Pittsburgh, finalize and sign his contract, and be on the field for next week's mandatory minicamp.
There is Tom Pelissero there. Good news for Pittsburgh fans.
No, it's not.
It's 74 out today, so Rodgers may not go back on the deal.
You had me in the first half, I'm not going to lie.
So Aaron Rodgers, Pelissero, I think, played it out right there. It's been rumored for months. They've been working on this for months. It finally happened. Derek, you said this earlier during our pre-show, too, that this allowed Rodgers to control the narrative. He didn't technically miss OTAs.
Yeah, he didn't skip OTAs.
He was not on your team.
He was not under all he'd have to say is, I wasn't under contract. I can't skip when I'm not officially with the team.
And when he signs the contract, he will be there for the mandatory thing, and you'll see a training camp.
Punchable face.
It's funny. Rodgers' last two stops post-Green Bay, his only two stops post-Green Bay, everyone knew where he was going. We all were just waiting for the announcement. We all knew he was going to the Jets. We were just waiting for the official trade.
He just tries
here,
to...
for 3 months, we're like, he's going to Pittsburgh if they don't draft Shadur.
They didn't draft a quarterback.
And they didn't draft a quarterback. She's like, okay, cool. We know he's going there. Can we just wrap this up? And
nope.
And it literally took for OTAs to finish up. Yep. Mandatory minicamps are next week.
Because Rodgers like, knew okay. He wasn't going to be there, so he didn't want the negative headlines this time.
Right.
And it's just like... Oh, you know what? Congratulations, Pittsburgh, once again on your 9-8 season where you don't win a playoff game again, and then you're drafting 23rd because you have no vision for the future. I hope your fans continue to watch all of their Super Bowls from the past because that's the only thing that's going to give them joy down there.
And look, that is something to, I don't want to say hold your head up high, but like Tomlin does have a Super Bowl. They have tied the most Super Bowls, I think, still with six. Patriots have seven now.
Yep.
So they're still up there, though. There is something to hold your head high to that. I don't disagree. And there is something.
Was it the Patriots or Tom Brady?
Patriots
has seven.
Have six.
Brady has seven.
Seven. That's right. Thank you.
Ew. One man has more rings than franchises.
But so, look, there is something to that of holding your head high. But that also, when you look at franchises like these, Pittsburgh, San Francisco, Dallas, I guess now New England as well. It's not just making the playoffs. You are not the Detroit Lions. You are not the Bills from 6 years ago where,
right.
Hey, we're just in. Let's go. It's not the same. And so I think that is where, like, I know Andrew Filippone was on earlier today with Jeremy and Joe, and I've heard him talk a lot on these Pittsburgh sports. Yeah, well, he's gotten to cover a lot of good stuff there as well.
Yeah, I was going to say it, but then like sometimes he throws something out there that's a little too spicy.
I love Kenny Pickett to George Pickens as the next Montana to Rice. That's my favorite thing that's ever been uttered.
I still feel at least slightly bad for him.
Slightly. Well, because, look.
He has to deal with 1 year of covering Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and also as an Angels fan, watching your star player put up historic numbers where people are like, man, this hasn't been done since 1840. The sport wasn't even invented yet. And the Pirates lose 1-0. I'm with you there, brother. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani did stuff where we're making up people's names.
Tungsten Arm O'Doyle.
For the Angels to lose 5-4. I feel you. I'm with you, brother. But when I do look at Pittsburgh, they are not a franchise. They're not a fan base. Even, yes, you can call them a mid-market whatever. The Steelers have won. The Penguins have won. Pirates, even back in their heyday, won. Like, these are historic franchises. Going 9-8 to get blown out in the playoffs will never be enough. And so making moves to just hit that benchmark again feels like one of those situations of we're just happy to be here.
Yeah.
And for the Steelers in particular, and along with a few other organizations, that just makes no sense.
I kind of wonder what general manager Kevin Colbert really does at this point when it comes to team building. Because right now, I don't have a good answer for you on what his actual vision is and plan. Because at this point, it's just draft defensive players and then hope and pray that your quarterback situation is at minimum just good enough. Even with Ben Roethlisberger in his later years, Ben basically got to dictate to the front office what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I'm thinking about the enigmatic quarterbacks that they had.
By the way, it is Omar Khan now who is their GM.
Oh, okay. Colbert's still like their VP or something.
He's in Colorado State now.
Oh.
He's gone entirely now.
Oh, good. All right.
But Khan, since 22, has been there.
Ready? The Steelers keep doing the same thing that I think it's him.
Well, because I was about to say, like, how many of us really care who their general manager is? It's the Rooney family and it's Mike Tomlin. That's what you think of.
Yeah.
And you think of that build of the Rooneys won't fire you. And Tomlin just wants to make sure his team's a playoff team. Yeah, not a Super Bowl contender, a playoff team. And now with the seventh seed, that has become even easier, and it is devalued making the playoffs. We brought up the NBA a lot in our first hour. You know why Tom Thibodeau was fired after making the Eastern Conference Final? Because no one really cares if you just make the playoffs, even if you win a round.
Yep.
You need to be in the conference finals routinely. You need to be making NBA finals for anyone to consider you a good to great coach. Coaches, specifically in basketball, don't give me McDermott, it's specifically in basketball,
yes,
are not as valuable compared to other sports.
Because basketball, we just mentioned it, how the churn can really, like, you could turn your franchise around with a smaller roster.
Mm-hmm.
Even hockey, it's harder to turn around a roster right away.
Yep.
Like I was getting on about the Peter DeBoer thing,
mm-hmm.
And how I don't want him.
But in football, like, your general manager is very important. I do think coaches are very important, and the roster is maybe the most important thing. But Pittsburgh, it feels like they are just slamming into a wall, thinking at some point, like, Derek, let's look at Rodgers' stats from last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just under 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks. The Jets went 5-12. And he doesn't have Garrett Wilson, who, by the way, he never got along with.
Yep.
He's not really going to have any of his guys. Doesn't even have George Pickens there anymore. He has really just DK Metcalf. Well,
hang on.
Maybe Gabe Davis, because Gabe Davis is visiting.
Hang on. Now that he's officially signed,
oh, well, yeah.
I'd imagine that Alan Lazard gets a contract.
Lazard will show up at some point. Lazard just materializes wherever Rodgers is. He may still be under contract with a different team, but it'll be
if you're
like,
in Pittsburgh, Randall Cobb is right behind you.
He's right there. But I look at that and I'm like, that's not beating the Joneses of the NFL, specifically the AFC.
Yeah.
It's not beating Baltimore with Lamar Jackson, the talent they've got there. Cincinnati has gone 9-8 the last 2 years and has missed the playoffs with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. And as much as I don't think Zach Taylor is a good coach because of the historically bad starts they have,
mm-hmm.
they will still probably give Pittsburgh a legitimate fight to finish second or third in that division, because I think Cleveland is fully starting over.
Yeah, it is, because like Cincinnati, they kind of let everyone get a head start every year.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so they're playing catch-up, yeah.
And some years they make up for it, some years they don't.
But even with that seven seed, it is now devalued just making the playoffs. We are not going to have those years where an 11-6 team will miss. Now, we didn't have that a lot when it was just six teams in each conference making the playoffs. We have that even less now. I don't care that a 9-8 team doesn't make the playoffs. Just because you're above 500 by a game does not grant you immunity.
No.
But we've talked about this with the 7 seed and where, you know, being the 2 seed just feels so pointless. One team in however many years we've had now the 7 seed be a thing, only one year has the 7 seed won. It was Green Bay 2 years ago against Dallas.
And that is also the same year that the other 2-7 game was even close.
Yeah.
Miami put a scare into Buffalo, but that's also because divisional games are hard to sweep 3-0.
Yeah, yeah. But by the third time, even with a backup quarterback, it'll probably be a tight game. But for the most part, these 7 seed games are blowouts. Denver started the game against Buffalo. Moonshot. Perfect. They're up 7-0. The game's never close again. Their defense, which was all the rage. Ton of sacks. They've got the defensive player of the year in Surtain. The whole thing.
Run
torched.
Over.
Torched. That is just how it is now in the NFL. The 7 seed, honestly, just feels like, hey, good for you.
And even the 7 seed.
Good for you.
Even the 7 seed looked like legitimately a better story and a more legitimate threat than the 6 seed. Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's right. Pittsburgh. Yeah. Pittsburgh was the 6 seed this year.
Pittsburgh walked in. Everyone knew, well, they're toast.
Yeah, they're gone.
They're gone.
Because Baltimore got over their bugaboo about playing, Lamar specifically got over his bugaboo about playing Pittsburgh. In an organization like the Steelers, getting run they over don't. Like that in a playoff game, and effectively nothing changing outside of like, well, now we're going to add Aaron Rodgers.
For a historically incredible franchise, the lack of respect that they are putting to their fan base by just spinning tires in mud year in and year out right now is weird to watch. And again, I think that that is, and I've got an interesting perspective to say this. I'm a Sabres fan watching a team spin their tires, not in mediocrity, in darkness.
Yeah.
But I at least know there's some variance to where they might finish. Pittsburgh, I know exactly where they're going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of bad that you know exactly where it's going to be. The Bills, they have some variance to them. Could they actually break through? That's the hopeful side of it. Do they only win one playoff game? That's the quote-unquote downside of the Buffalo Bills. They might win one playoff game. Look out, kids. Or there's the one year where they just don't win a – no, they didn't.
No, last time they haven't won a playoff game was 19, yeah.
Yeah. So
they win the wild card game every year.
Again, the Bills have some variance to them because then sometimes they do break through and they get to the championship game or they don't. The one thing that isn't up for debate right now is that Kansas City is a huge pain in their butt.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, it is exactly going to be. You're going to finish as the 6 or 7 seed. You are going to put up an absolute donut of a game. Happy National Donut Day, by the way.
Woo.
And then you're just going to pick 23rd or 24th.
Yeah, you're going to be out of any sort of quarterback
And you're
going to
take a running back or not an offensive lineman. By the way, do they have a good offensive line?
No, Broderick Jones is going to be mauled by Myles Garrett. It's going to be bad.
What was Aaron Rodgers' problem in New York?
Yeah, I don't think this works at all.
It is hilariously bad what the Steelers continue to do.
And I will say this, though, on that point. Does this actually guarantee them 9-8? Because that's why I want to bring up the stats of 28-12, 4,000 yards, but he went 5-12. It's not like he was running this great offense. Now, there were issues with the Jets anyways. They fired their head coach before like week 8, you know, and then the defense got worse. None of it worked. I don't disagree with any of that. They got Davante Adams. It still didn't work. But he puts up those numbers, and they're not a good team. His last year in Green Bay, 26-12, just under 4,000 yards.
They're
legitimately 8-9.
Legitimately, they are a TJ Watt injury from disaster every year, and this does not change any of it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And would that really be a bad thing? Because when I bring that up, I know tanking gets the bad rap of it builds a bad culture. I don't really necessarily disagree with that argument because you're wanting your team to lose. And
it's not tanking if it's one bad season.
If it's one bad season. If it's like, hey, all right, we're going to take our medicine. The Saints. The Saints are the perfect example. We are taking our medicine.
Yeah, well, theirs is – it's been a long time coming. They're about to have the bottom fall out.
But most people have been like they're fighting against it. They're fighting against the tide, and they finally just let – the waves come at them, and they're taking their medicine. Derek Carr's retired. He may end up playing for another team. We'll see. But
you know who's a team better for this?
Even Kellen Moore, I don't really necessarily say he's going to be a head coach for them long term, but they are fixing their cap situation. It's an older roster. They might be turning that over. And Pittsburgh's all key guys are over 28 years old.
I'll tell you, the better answer for this is New England.
New England, yeah.
A legacy franchise that is forced into their rebuild, kicking and screaming, by the way.
Because Bill wanted to hold on to it as much as getting Cam Newton. Then he drafts Mac Jones, who everyone told you on draft night, using the biggest red flag ever.
Yep.
Oh, he's super pro ready. Cool, so he has zero ceiling.
Yeah.
When NFL draft scouts say that, it always means he has zero ceiling. What you get his rookie year is exactly who he'll be. The game just might slow down a little bit more.
Yeah.
That's it.
And even then, the Mac Jones pick was, a kicking and screaming moment. Then Bill is not the same anymore with his tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Or not his tactics. It's really his roster building that ultimately is their
demise. His drafting was horrific, yeah.
But it's not like the Patriots are tanking. They are recovering from the sins of the past. Pittsburgh, for some inane reason, I don't know why, and as conservative as a coach as Tomlin is, they get to 9 or 10 wins every year. And sometimes it doesn't make sense why or how.
They
got off to a hot start last year with Justin Fields as their quarterback. And he wasn't doing anything necessarily good for the offense. This team wins 9 games with Matt Canada as their offensive coordinator. I don't know what it is anymore. I can't explain Mike Tomlin to you. I wish I had answers.
Yeah.
The only one I'm going to keep going to is voodoo, wizardry, and BS.
It's just, they really do just, they get to their 500, no matter, come hell or high water, they're going to get there. They may not make the playoffs. They did not make it in 22. They went 9-8. They did not make it.
That was the
last 2 years.
That was Matt Canada peak anger.
They made it in 21, where the Chiefs blew them out when they were 9-7-1. 2020, I believe they made it. Yeah, that was, they were 12-4, but everyone was like, that's not legitimate. Because I will never forget this. I really wanted the game against Buffalo to be the game where they finally lost.
Yep.
And they lost the week prior to Washington. And then, they're 11-0. They end the season 12-4.
They tell you who they were. And then they get the doors blown off of them by Cleveland.
That's right. That is the Cleveland game. That's Baker Mayfield showing up to Heinz Field.
The first play of the game. The snap goes over Roethlisberger's head, and Cleveland scores a touchdown.
Yeah. But I do look at this team, and it's just – and even the fan base. I don't particularly care for Pittsburgh. I love the city. The city's wonderful if you ever want to go visit. I don't really care for the Steelers at all. If anything, I want to see them hurt a little bit more. But there is something to – like, if I'm a fan right now, how can I even buy into the draft where my team refuses to just be – hey, guys, we're not that talented.
They refuse to also build within the trenches.
Yeah, we're not catching Kansas City. We're not catching Buffalo. Baltimore and Cincinnati have passed us. And here, look, and I know, it's June, bear with me. I look at the 2026 draft class, And I've got Drew Aller from Penn State,
sicko.
Somewhat of a local kid, who Penn State may have figured out their wide receiver issue. We're really going to see if Aller's taking that next step. But he'll have 3 full years of starting. Cade Klubnik out of Clemson maybe took the biggest step of any quarterback last year when he threw like 19 more touchdown passes from his sophomore year to his junior year. He's back. Then you got guys like Lenore Sellers, Carson Beck if you want him. There are names. Arch Manning will not be entering the draft. Just no one even tweeted me. He's not entering the draft. But they'll have names, and Pittsburgh will do everything in their power to make sure that next year, who's the crappy free agent veteran that we have to go get? That's what they always try to do, it seems like now. Since Ben has retired, they have refused to have
even later stage Ben.
Yeah. Later stage Ben was also, and at some point it will come. That year or years will arrive where we have to have the uncomfortable conversation, and I will just put my stamp on it now. Move off a year early. Or if you don't move off, draft the guy a year early.
Mm-hmm.
Do not hamstring your franchise so that you have great relations on the way out. If you have good relations, fine. If the guy takes it really poorly because he's 40 and falling apart and you drafted a quarterback, Brett Favre, then so be it. The franchise keeps moving. And Pittsburgh with refusing to move off of quarterback or head coaches, and then with Ben just riding it into the ground. And now here, they've just extended what New England did with Bill, where they just will not do anything else. They're just going to try to stay as relevant as humanly possible, to the point now where their only relevancy is that they're mid as hell.
They are.
And that whoever plays them in the first round, you'll hear a little bit about their defense, because T.J. Watt is amazing, and Minka Fitzpatrick is really good, and then you'll play them and go, oh, they suck.
Yeah.
I mean, it's look at the Baltimore playoff game from this year. The Pittsburgh Steelers of all organizations were run over. And Baltimore didn't even play particularly well on offense, by the way, in the second half, to the point where a few Russell Wilson prayer bombs almost put them in the game. But Pittsburgh was so horrendous offensively, they could never get back in the game. And Baltimore just runs away with it. Nope, no issue. Buffalo, the same thing from 2 years ago. I mean, where does it end for the Steelers where they just decide, guys, and I honestly look at it like this because I will die on this hill. They picked Kenny Pickett because of Pittsburgh. They wanted to right the wrongs of Dan Marino and letting him go.
And that's funny. They were willing to move on from the young guy so quickly. And now they're like, oh, we can't do that right now with this defense. We can't do that right now.
We can't do it again. I fully anticipate they're going to be heavy into Drew Aller. And by the way, we'll all know about it immediately. There's no team that lets you know what their pick's going to be 3 months before than the Pittsburgh Steelers. We will all know their draft crush by February.
Yeah.
And it will be Aller. And it'll be because he's from Pennsylvania. He went to Penn State. He's an Eastern Penn guy.
Even then, I was a little surprised that Derek Harmon was their pick.
Yeah, defensive line, though, made sense.
Yeah, that part made sense.
That made sense.
It was the player more so than the actual position.
But I am fully prepared for them to be like, they love Drew Aller. They just don't know if they'll have it. And it'll be at 20. They love Drew Aller. Just don't know if they're going to be there to have him.
Now, ready? What happens if the Steelers don't succeed this year and they actually have a crash out with Rodgers? Do they finally get rid of Tomlin?
I've already got Photoshops of Drew Aller in a Pittsburgh uniform ready to go.
I'm talking about Tomlin. When's enough enough?
When he says he's going to retire.
Yeah, this is the Steelers having this dogmatic view of we don't fire coaches.
They leave on their terms.
They leave when they retire.
And I don't want to necessarily hate on that because it has allowed them to – their
loyalty to a fault
is also
still a fault.
There is something to that of the coach gets in there. Now, this is the positive. The coach gets hired, and he's like, okay, I can plan out my vision.
And that's the thing. But now it's visionless.
But now it just, like you've mentioned, they are just spinning their tires in mud. They're not going anywhere.
And you cannot hold on to the old ways simply for tradition if tradition is now betraying you.
The last time the Steelers fired a head coach was 1969.
I mean, good Lord.
That was Chuck Knoll went till 91, retired, then Bill Cowher went
till. It was a big deal that they fired Matt Canada in season.
Yes. It was like their first coordinator they'd ever fired in season, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a big deal when Matt Canada, who needed to be shot out of a cannon, got fired.
Yeah. I just and so that's the thing. I mean, if you're a Steelers fan, it feels like your team is going nowhere. And very quickly, the years pass you by, and the last Super Bowl win they have is what, 2011?
Mm-hmm.
2010.
Yeah. No, 2008.
Oh, Jesus. It's that far back?
It's
that
far back? The last Super Bowl appearance was 2010.
That's right, with Green Bay. Okay.
Again, loyalty to a fault is still a fault. I'm looking at you, Sabres.
They're just the Cowboys that are less fun. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, here until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.